To In Pursuit of Sunshine special episode, Evan hosting, joined by Brooklyn Doby. I'm having a hell of a good time. This is a much different format than the show normally follows, but it's been around long enough now that it really does feel appropriate to kind of take a moment to look back at all. We've had some amazing guests, so this has been quite a bit of fun for me. You surviving okay?
Be part of the amazing guest list.
Nice. No, it's already happening. Yep.
I'm surviving for sure.
That's what I like to hear. All right. Well, so this is Devil Radio 92.7, 1580 AM, and we're having a good time here. Now we're going to give something else a quick listen. This is one of the more impressive, in my humble opinion, sort of special musical guests that we've had. And I had Noemi send me some of the particulars because... it's kind of important, right? So it's Toki Middle School here in Madison. And there's a teacher there named, I hope I pronounced this right. It's either Eliev or Eliev. I think I like Eliev more. And his teacher from Toki Middle School. And they got this new program. It's a studio called the Akita Studio. So it gives, grade school age children access to stuff to be able to make this music, drum machines and synthesizers. I'm sure there's capacity to record. It's pretty neat. So this is Jaden. This is a young boy named Jaden who got to, make something and get it on the radio. We're going to give it a quick listen. Cool. Yeah, no. And I, no cap, love this song. So yeah, let's give it a quick listen.
No, not really.
Okay, cool.
Just want to hear it on the radio.
Yeah. Well, I do too. All right.
Well, here we go. This is song 3. Thank you, Jaden.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hardly stop myself. Like, this needs someone to spit on it hard, like really, really go hard. Yeah. So I believe Jaden was 7. I believe
he's amazing
when he made is it. I mean, it's great. Yeah. How old were you when you really sort of started to dive in into expressing yourself through painting?
Yeah, so I've been told a story by my family that I this goes back to me being a perfectionist, right? So I didn't walk until I could run. I didn't talk until I could say a sentence. And I didn't color until I was 2 years old. I drew an apple and I colored it perfectly in the lines. So it's in my blood.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad is a graphic designer, music producer, all that good stuff. I also have musicians in my family, photographers,
sure.
More graphic designers. So, and then my mom's side is she's a drug and alcohol counselor, and she's currently helping the homeless find housing. So I feel like I literally combined their two careers into one with art therapy.
Oh, that's kind of an amazing origin story there. Yeah. It really is. Did you find that you had the resources and support you wanted in school for this stuff?
Yes, I would say, yes, I did. I would say after graduating, you're kind of thrown out there and to the world, and it's like, okay, what do I do next? So since graduating, I've had to kind of navigate the world on my own and find the resources myself. But while in school, I would say Edgewood College had an amazing art therapy program, and my professors were very personal and got to know me and helped me navigate throughout my college years and attend to my needs.
Wow. So a bona fide professional artist, no doubt.
I'm trying out here.
Well, yeah. You had mentioned some events coming up this summer, I imagine. What were you talking about?
Yeah, so I do a lot of small vendor events around Madison with UJAMA businesses and the Urban League and just anyone's I can find. I try to hurry up and sign up on those because they are amazing and I meet lots of people and I get to network. So a few that I have coming up, I have one on July 30th with the Black Women's Wellness Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and it'll be their Well Woman Market. And so I'll be selling my art merch, my paintings. Yeah, I'll have all that good stuff there. So some of my merch includes...
I was about to say, what kind of merch do you have?
Yeah, so no one else can see it right now, but you can see I'm wearing my clothing right
Yo.
Now.
Yo!
So I have unisex clothing, I have mugs, I have stickers, I have journals, you know, shower curtains.
We're going to have to touch on this stuff a couple times. No, you know... Oh, for just real quick, and we will touch on it again, but where can people get a hold of this stuff?
Yeah, you can go to b.deneaartis. Oh, I'm spelling it wrong. b.deneaartistry.com. www.b.deneaartistry.com.
Okay.
Sorry.
And, well, no, not at all. And I'll get that, and
in
it'll go
head.
In the liner notes. It'll exist forever on the internet.
So my artist name is B. dot Danae Artistry. Danae is my middle name. So
okay.
Brooklyn Danae Artistry. And you can find that at @b.danae_artistry on Instagram.
Put it on the gram, yep.
Or you can find it at @b.danae_artistry on Facebook. And then the website is bdanaeartistry.com.
So what do you prefer then? Like sort of in person, brick and mortar, you know, painting on the wall, or have you found, you know, the internet, social media to be a useful tool? What do you prefer?
Social media and word of mouth is amazing. It goes a long way. And I've had so many people, I just did Art Fair on Square this past weekend. And so many people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's my second year being a featured artist and having a booth. So many people said, I found your work on Instagram and I came here just for you. So I feel like that goes a long way. Painting, I love murals to an extent. If I had a team, I would enjoy it a lot more.
Sure. Well, what would a team comprise of? What do you mean by that?
Helping me paint. So I would probably, it'd probably look like me drawing out what I'm going to paint.
Yeah.
And then kind of like a paint by numbers kind of thing. Or,
oh, wow.
Because I spent one time painting. I have a mural at O'Keefe Middle School. It's amazing. Though it took me 3 months to paint since I was by myself. And I feel like if I had a team, it would have went by so much faster. But I really appreciated being there and getting to know everyone. And the end product is beautiful. But just things like that, it takes teamwork to get things done in a time frame.
That's interesting.
I feel like when I painted the murals downtown on State Street with my cousin and my friend, I feel like, you know, we were able to paint it in 7 hours. So it's not so much it having to be a speedy process, but just the fact that because we were all there working together, it made it funner and it just made it go a lot smoother. And so me having to work my schedule around everything by myself as a one-woman show can sometimes be a little difficult. So I appreciate having help.
What kind of, I guess, directive are you giving? You know, I'm thinking about when we came on today, you talked about your George Floyd mural. And, you know, it went up, both of them, by the sound of it, went up very quickly. So how much of that do you have to come up with on the spot? Or is there sort of a message that's being asked for, you know? Is somebody approach you and say, we'd like to express this ideal? I mean, how much sort of creative control did you have over it?
Yeah, so with the State Street murals, I pretty much had creative control, but we wanted to, you know, put a message, like a specific message out there that we hear you, we see you, we're healing with you, we're in this together. So my friends and I were going back and forth all night within those 2-day time frame of brainstorming and sketching up our own ideas.
It was on you guys.
Yeah, it was on us. And then with the murals I've done myself, I pretty much have creative control. Well, they say that in the beginning, and then there's like, actually, this is what we want. So then it's a lot of changing ideas around, but initially I have creative control, and I'll give a few sketches and we'll go from there and modify it.
And that, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it almost kind of seems like a sort of holy grail, right, for an artist. A mural specifically, like a city commissioned mural, almost seems like it's part of the end game, you know? Like, you've painted some stuff for your family, you've sold a couple pieces, and then you have this big representative project.
Oh, yeah, it can be intimidating, and I'm all about spreading positive messages, especially throughout communities of color, because you don't see enough of that in the media. So it's really important to me that I spread positive images and positive and bring attention to the beauty of communities of color within my images. So, yeah, it's a lot of pressure, but the end result is well worth it, and it pays off, and it's an amazing feeling to have my work all over my city.
Yeah, and we're gonna touch on that again before the night is out about where people can just, you know, get a peek. And I'm gonna have to check out that Instagram too. That's so cool.
Get you a t-shirt.
Oh man, for real talk though, I really want one. I really, really want one.
Got you.
Oh man, that's so cool. On our way out to this next break here, we're gonna listen to Claire McKenna. So I don't know where Noemi found Claire. Well, I guess I do. She's a junior at Madison West, and this was from her 5th album, so she's quite prolific, been making a lot of music. And just this performance in particular kind of blew me away. I mean, she was fantastic. So this is Claire McKenna. I cannot remember the name of the song. Maybe that will become clear, you know? Let's give it a listen.
This is called Waiting For You.
Yeah, there it is.
But I'll stay away. You to come through like you always say you'll do, but we both know it's not true. You tell me all your lies in blue as I wait for you to come through. I'll stay waiting, waiting for every night. It's the same old story, darling. Your plot line's getting boring. How am I supposed to know that you're not lying when you say I'm the only one on your mind? And I'm getting a little bit caught up in what you must think of me now, 'cause we both know you're not proud. And I'll stay waiting, waiting for you.
You're listening to Claire McKenna on In Pursuit of Sunshine, a special episode on this fine day. It's been brought to my attention that Claire also uses her music to discuss mental health for her, you know, depression, anxiety, these things that so many people experience these days. We'll be back in just a moment.